We are in the second half of your 9 a.m. hour. I am with a guest here this morning, a little later than normal, but things happen when the weather gets nicer. I have Trooper Jamie Spiker with me this morning, making his WKLM debut. And welcome, Trooper Spiker.
Good morning, Melissa.
And so I kind of led into what we're going to talk about here. It's sort of spring. We keep getting glimpses of spring. Winter keeps popping its head back in, but we're getting these nice days, this nice weather. The farmers are out, the tractors are out, more people are out on their bicycles. And so that means in our area, Holmes County especially, but Wayne County too, you're going to come across these slow moving vehicles on the road. And it's so important to be safe around them.
Correct.
And so one of the things we were kind of talking off air is when you go to overtake that vehicle, what is the proper way that folks should do that?
The proper way to overtake a slower moving vehicle is when you're approaching that vehicle, make sure you're reducing your speed so you have a little more time to oversee everything and make the pass safely. Ohio law does still require you to visually and audibly signal prior to overtaking that vehicle.
So you've got to use your signal, but you mentioned that first part there, which is the most important, is making sure you can see what's going on. So you shouldn't pass them while you're going up a hill or around a curve, because that's very dangerous.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I do too, and we were kind of talking about this too, is if you're approaching another intersection, kind of keeping an eye out, because sometimes they're not good at using their signals to let you know they're turning. And you guys see that a lot, correct?
We do see that a lot. You got a vehicle that's overtaking that slower moving vehicle. The driver of the tractor, the buggy, the bicycle, they're still required to signal that left turn, if you will. Also keep in mind, you're not allowed to pass within 100 feet of an intersection anyway. So keep that in mind and help us keep our roads safe.
That's good to know. I didn't know the 100 feet thing. Yeah. I might have known, but I also might have forgot. Because it's dangerous there. Somebody could be pulling out. Then it causes a big fiasco. But our area here in Holmes County, we especially have a lot of these slow-moving vehicles and a lot of hills, a lot of curves. So it's so important to pay attention.
Yeah, correct. And you brought up a good point there. Don't pass when you can't see what's coming over the hill or within a curve. Just makes things more hazardous,
And with those tractors too, they're coming in and out of these fields. We're having lots of snow, rain combination. And so with that, they can bring mud into the road. And that could be slippery if you're on a motorcycle or things like that. So just things to watch out for.
Absolutely. And if you do see a hazardous situation, like a buildup of mud on the roadway, you can contact us. We'll come out and try to make contact with the owner of the field, have them clean that mud up, get rid of that slippery situation.
Because we want everybody to be safe. That slippery situation could be dangerous for bicyclists, motorcyclists, and so and you don't always know that coming out of the field. Like, hey. It's not like you can, like, kick your tires off like you kick your boots off.
Correct.
So it's all about really paying attention as we head into spring and summer with these slow moving vehicles. And so what they do need to have, like, signs and things to let you know they are a slow moving vehicle, correct?
Correct. Tractors are required to display that slow moving vehicle emblem on the rear of the vehicle.
So that way it kind of lets you know, hey, this is going to be not going the speed limit. Now, sometimes they do. I saw a tractor hauling on 83 yesterday, but that's not always the case.
Correct. Yeah.
And so any other thoughts or recommendations when it comes to coming upon slow moving vehicles as we're now in this springtime where there's an abundance of them?
Yeah. Also keep in mind when you're overtaking that slow moving vehicle, and I see this quite a bit, people drop left to center to pass that tractor, that buggy, or even a mail truck. And they also have to be cognizant of not running an oncoming car off the road just so that they can make their pass. They have to yield to that oncoming traffic as well. before passing. So
it's like you were like with me the other day when I had to slow down because he was passing around a car, and I'm like, you not right away, sir. What?
Yeah, they have to yield the right of way to that oncoming vehicle before passing as well.
People just get so in a hurry these days, and it's, you got to slow down.
They do. They're distracted. They're in a hurry. Some people just don't care. We are out there doing the best we can to target those drivers, the aggressive driving behavior, and trying to reduce our crashes the best we can.
And, you know, keeping from that distracted driving, have your GPS set up ahead of time. Don't be playing with it.
Correct. Your cell phone cannot be in your hand unless you're on the phone with emergency personnel, such as the fire department, law enforcement. Everything to do with your cell phone has to be in a hands-free manner. You cannot be holding it.
So, you know, and you guys have seen a decrease a little bit in that.
A slight decrease, yes.
Now that things are really getting kicked in and you've been enforcing it, it's been over a year now, and people are learning.
Yep.
It takes time sometimes for these to get settled in because people still don't turn their headlights on when their windshield wipers are on, and that's been a law for ages.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Any last thoughts or comments or safety tips to remind folks? Anything you guys are seeing out there that people need to be aware of?
Just stay focused while you're driving. Be courteous to other drivers. And most of all, like, buckle up when you're operating your vehicle. That's one of the biggest things you can do to get home safely.
Yes, wear your seatbelt. We drive that at home every single time. Yep. Well, thank you so much for coming out here and joining with us today.
Thank you, Melissa.
That was a trooper, Jamie Spiker, from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. We got more coming up. I got Eric Clapton with Layla here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.